Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was the presidential inauguration. Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 47th president and only the second president to serve non-consecutive terms.
Oh, there's an interesting fact.
Billy Ray Cyrus was one of the performers last night at the Liberty Ball, and it was quite a disaster following the inauguration. This is a clip of him trying to play Old Town Road.
Have you heard this?
No.
Have any of you? Okay.
No.
I did. Honestly, if you played this for me, I would be like, I don't know who the hell this is singing. Like, what the hell happened to Billy Ray Cyrus's voice?
Oh, no.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to
ride till I can't go.
I can't no more.
Wow.
What?
Wow. What happened to his voice?
He sounds like an 80-year-old dude that's been drinking whiskey his entire life.
Or somebody was just like hanging out punching him repeatedly in the throat.
Yeah.
Y'all can put your hands together now like that. If you encourage about, keep going.
I wonder if he was sick.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Everybody's got something right now. I mean, that's a good call.
That's true. A lot of people have been battling something, but man, what a crappy time for that to happen. I was just like, what in the F is going on with this guy's voice?
They told me to kill as much time as possible. So, does anybody know the words to Achy Breaky Heart while I'm here?
Has he forgotten?
I try a little bit. Let's see what happens. Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me off.
I think the sound guy was like, look, we can't do this.
Oh, Billy Ray.
We got to pull up. Poor Billy Ray just sounds like he's having the roughest night ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been keeping tabs on what's going on. I apologize. I have not been keeping tabs on Billy Ray Cyrus and what's going on in his world. But that, when I heard that, I was like, this is not the same guy, is it?
Oh, no.
Like, how did his voice change so drastically?
Yeah, I don't know. He sounds like he's been smoking a lot of cigarettes, maybe, you know, recovering from the flu.
Someone thinks he has a cold.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, don't you, like, put one of those, you know, they've got all the tricks, the little vapor thing that you huff before you sing, and it's supposed to help your vocal cords recover? I don't know.
I have no idea, but man, maybe you should be like, I don't know if I could do it, guys. Like,
yeah.
This is what I sound like. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think this is good for me or for anybody if I go out there and try and sing like this.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the inauguration, we talked about this a little bit at my party, Steve.
Yes.
And I'm curious if any of us have ever been a president of anything before.
Of anything. I have.
Of anything.
Yes.
Not the S show, but what were you the president of?
Every morning, president of the S show. Hi there. In college, I was the president of my fraternity for 2 years, baby.
Wow. Wait. So does that mean you had to run twice? Like, do they do an election?
Yes.
Really?
I was the only person to ever do it for 2 straight years.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it was because usually after 1 year, people are like, I'm good. I'm done. I don't want to put up with you idiots. But I got roped into it for doing it for 2 years straight. And the weird one was, like, that was strange, but I was like, I was amongst peers, and they all just were like, you kind of keep things in order, you're trustworthy, we want you to be our president. I was, like, relatively new into being in the fraternity. I think I was, like, 1 year in, and they were just like, which pissed off some of the old dogs.
That you already had made such a great impression on everyone.
Like, who is, he can't be our president, I've been here for 3 years. What the hell's going on? But the weird one was, then I got to be president of the entire Greek council in Plattsburgh State University, which is a very esteemed university for those of you that don't know. Say that with complete confidence.
How many sororities and fraternities were there?
I mean, I would say at least 8 on each side, so 15, 16, give or take. And the only reason why I'm convinced is that there was one summer where a bunch of us decided not to go back home, and we like worked in Plattsburgh, and we just partied all week. And so you would party with everybody. It wasn't like you were like, you know, separated by your fraternity name and your three letters. Like everybody was hanging out and drinking. And so we did lots of, we put a lot of mushrooms on our pizza, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
And spent a lot of time with each other. And that next year, like, it just kind of like fostered this relationship. So when they were trying to figure out who should be the president of Greek Council, I don't think many people were like clamoring for this opportunity. Somebody from another fraternity like just said, I nominate Miggs.
Oh my God.
And then someone else like, yeah, I nominate him. He's pretty solid. And then next thing you know, I'm running the entire Greek Council. No idea what the F I'm doing. And it was beyond stressful because there was like a lot of, you know, it's fraternities and sororities do a lot of stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I have to then be like the middleman between the fraternity and the school. And it was very stressful.
That sounds very stressful.
Yeah.
I think if they don't have a statue of you somewhere on the campus, we need to like lobby for that to happen, or at least make sure your photo's on the wall somewhere.
I don't know if that ever will happen. What about you? Have you ever been a president of something?
I have been. I was the president and founding member.
Oh boy.
Of the Stanwood High School Sports Medicine Club.
What? And what exactly did that... I know what sports medicine means in like a professional level.
Yeah.
But what did it mean in high school?
So we were all part of athletic training, and there was never really like a formal club. It was just classes that you would take. So we formed like a club for the athletic training, you know, department. And they would have competitions, sports medicine competitions statewide. So you'd go and it would be like everything from taping ankles to, you know, stabilizing joints and things of that nature. It was awesome.
So if Sarah rolls her ankle on the dance floor, you can help her?
I can tape an ankle.
I would not trust you for 2 seconds.
She was a president, Sarah. Show some respect. Thank you.
I would never. I mean, no. Especially if we're on the dance floor together. You're probably intoxicated, too. So don't worry. I got you, girl. I got you.
Well, out of curiosity, Steve, do you think that we have very many presidential rockaholics out there?
Absolutely.
206-803-ROCK.